is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
Excuse me, I'm still taking notes out of our guest's book. Oh my goodness, so much information, so little time. Thank you for joining us today. I think you'll find today's show a little bit different than normal, but just chock full of information that you can use. What we're going to talk about is perhaps one of the largest uncontrolled health experiments ever. You did not sign an informed consent form about this to determine that you knew the risks you were getting into when you started participating in this experiment. And the topic is so big that it may be one of the fundamental answers to why we have so much disease, even perhaps why we have some of the violence, the extremism, the deviant behavior, and so on, and why we may be so fat. My guest today, surprisingly, is calling in from the United Kingdom. His name is Robert Andrew Brown, and he's the author of Omega 6, The Devil's Fat. And with that provocative title, I welcome you.
Hi, Marty. Good morning. I'm really honored to be with you. I'm a great admirer of your show and honored to be with your audience as well. Hello, everybody.
Well, thank you very much. And we should start by letting people know that your background is that of an accountant, which is probably why you were able to wade through the prodigious amount of research that you did on this book, because a lot of it gets very technical, and it does have a lot to do with the numbers and how fats are structured and what that means in terms of what they do, and there's to look through the percentages and so on. You have to have an analytical mind, and thank goodness for us that you decided to be a reporter on this issue. And when you first started digging into it, did you have any idea the scope of the mystery that you were unearthing?
None at all, Marty. I was looking at breast cancer at the time and kept finding references that omega-6 increased the risk and omega-3 decreased the risk, and that just spread over time as I followed the links and leads. Absolutely, mind-numbing, amazed.
You have 900 studies or references of some kind or other in the book, which shows the amount. And I don't know how you ever decided that the book is done, because the omega-3 research alone just continues to get crazy on us. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's happened with the balance of these fats, how we got into this mess, what are the important functions of these various kinds of fats, and what you can do to get better. We'll be right back. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin. My guest is Robert Brown. Stay tuned.
Hear what integrative physician and best-selling author Fred Pescatore has to say about the importance of probiotics to your digestive health.
No matter what health issues may be troubling you, think about supporting your friendly bacteria as part of the remedy. Our good bacteria make important vitamins, help digest our food, detoxify harmful substances, balance hormones, build immunity, fight off disease-causing bacteria, and much more. It's easy to see why restoring gut flora often makes a profound improvement in health, even for persons who don't think they have a digestive concern. And my choice for restoring gut flora is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's what I use and recommend to my patients. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's that good.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe and other fine health food stores nationwide, or online at probiotics12.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, get it today.
Every cell in your body has a job to do, brain cell, heart cell, liver cell, breast cell, prostate cell, intestinal cell, lung cell.
Every cell. How well each cell does its job plays a critical role in determining your good health. So it stands to reason that you should protect each cell. And that's exactly what Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract does. Kyolic uses only organically grown garlic. In its unique aging process, this raw garlic is converted into immune activators and cell protectors, including carboline, F4-SMAC, and fructosyl arginine. These vital compounds are not present in fresh garlic or in ordinary supplements, which is not surprising since only Kyolic holds several U.S. patents. And more garlic supplement studies in the United States have been conducted using Kyolic than all other supplements combined. Because scientists know Kyolic works. Look for America's number one cell protector, Kyolic, where quality natural supplements are sold. You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
We're pleased to be speaking today by phone with Robert Brown. He's the author of Omega 6, The Devil's Fat. And we will tell you shortly why he picked that provocative title. If you'd like to call in as we move along here and discuss the different kinds of fats and oils that are in our diet and what they're doing in our bodies and a historical context for them and so on, give us a call. We're at 800-281-TALK. That's 800-281-8255 if we aren't answering your question. Or if you just want to say you talked today to somebody who is in Great Britain, you can give us a call. Robert, during the commercial break, I heard the Kyolic commercial where they were talking about every cell in your body has a job to do and it's important to take care of them. And we're looking sometimes just at the cellular structure without regard to where it goes elsewhere, and then we're looking at the big picture. You, in your book, you have tied all that together of how doing the wrong things for your cell membrane, for example, might have an effect on world peace. So we've got a lot of work to do, and I think we need to get after it. I'd like to start with just the whole concept of fat. We went through an era here which probably did nothing good for our long-term health, where we somehow convinced people that fat was bad, just any source of fat, get it out of here. Don't eat avocados, don't eat nuts. Saturated fat is bad. The more you can use artificial fats, the better, and all of that kind of stuff. That was decision and information that came out of emotion, and then it was carried forward with commercial interest. And we have a huge payoff to use fats in the appropriate way and make better choices. So let's, if you would, tell us what, without taking us to chemistry class on Saturday morning, what is a fat, and why are they not all the same?
The two fats we're talking about particularly are the omega-3s and 6s, and a fat really is just a simple string of carbons with some hydrogen stuck on one end and a bit of hydrogen and oxygen stuck on the other. And they're very simple, and arguably they were around right at the beginning in design or evolution. And they feature everywhere in the body. They're part of your cell membranes. They're part of your energy production system. They're part of the chemicals that you need to run the body. They arguably control the hormones. So they really are fundamental to the way that the body works. And omega-3 and 6 are different because the body cannot make them. If you don't eat them, you don't have them. You have to get them from nature, and in nature, omega-3 and 6 are found primarily in living things, green things. Omega-3 is primarily marine and is found in the marine environment. Omega-6 is only found in high quantities in plant reproductive material, so seeds and nuts and pips and related matter. And the omega-6s were quite low levels. I mean, you've got to eat sort of 40 pounds of cabbage or 5 pounds of spinach or kale to get, say, 3 grams of omega-6. but a teaspoonful of sunflower oil will give you 3 grams of omega-6. So omega-6s were you had to eat an awful lot of green things to get your omega-3s and 6s, and the only time that you got a lot of them was when the world was in flower and fruitful and bountiful and producing seeds and nuts. And seeds and nuts were relatively scarce.
That might be a good place to back up a hair here and say we're talking about fatty acid structures within fat that are different. They're fat. You put them in a spoon, they have the same number of calories, which is what people too often focus on to the exclusion of the function of these fats. And without having to get into any kind of a discussion of our design or evolution, we know hunter-gatherer ancestors existed and that the chemistry that they had was suited to that environment, and you've just painted a picture for us of what was plentiful and what wasn't, and I think that will come back to help us understand the functions of these fats. Now, you may not have listened enough to be aware that we talk about omega-3s a fair amount on this program. One of our sponsors is a fish oil company, I think the best one, Nordic Naturals, and we know that they're in the news now, a lot of benefits to omega-3s, things that they do for us that are good. I think what people don't have much of a clue about is omega-6. So could you give us an idea in nature, because it seems like there really aren't any mistakes in how our bodies are put together. It's what we do with that equipment that gets us in trouble. There's some reason that we have omega-6 and have it as an essential fat. Why is it something that we must take in? What do we do with it? How does it function in the body when it's behaving itself?
Well, it seems, that going back to this fundamental point, that we can't ultimately make the omega-3s and 6s. And I'm suggesting that because of this, omega-6 in nature is a reflection of what is happening in nature and the fertility of nature, and so through various chemical mechanisms actually controls hormone, sex hormone production and steroid production, and it controls a whole family of very important chemicals called the eicosanoids, which control huge areas of body function. So nature, by the amount of omega-6 in the environment, effectively controlled our not only our health, but our behavior and the way our bodies were functioning. And omega-3, arguably, we evolved as shoreline creatures, and because omega-3 was always plentiful in the marine environment, we could always get plenty of omega-3. The real key function was omega-6. And omega-3 and 6 are sort of non-identical twins, and they're in a constant conflict. And the balance between the omega-3 pathways and the omega-6 pathways controls a lot of the body functions.
Well, the hormone functions, this really does make sense that, as you point out in the book and make it a lot easier to understand, that if the environment was providing an abundance of the seeds and nuts and the kinds of foods that were high in omega-6, that meant that conditions were right for us to be able to have children and we weren't on the verge of starvation. It reminds me a little bit of the issue of in that hunter-gatherer environment, there was a lot of magnesium because we were eating mostly vegetables and roots and plant materials and so on, and a fairly small amount of calcium. So our chemistry is designed to hang on and use calcium. It's fairly wasteful of magnesium because it expects that we'll have a lot of it. And we've turned that upside down in today's diet. We've refined out all the magnesium, and we're throwing calcium into everything. So we've created an imbalance. And as I understand it from you, this imbalance, because you told us omega-6 is really important and why we need it, but the problems, the reason you call it the devil's fat, is because we've gotten carried away with what could have been a good thing in balance. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, and absolutely. We're totally overloading. And the reason it was called the devil's fat is just because it's an 18-carbon chain, and we don't really want to get into the technicals, but it also alters behavior, and arguably it causes the seven deadly sins. And I leave it to the reader whether or not the devil is real or a construct. I just wanted a catchy title. This is such an important topic. And I would love to get people to understand why these two fats are fundamental to arguably everything. And your magnesium analogy is very good here as well, because effectively omega-3 was available always in plentiful supply, and the body assumes that if there is an excess of a fat, it's going to be omega-3 and not omega-6, and we've done the reverse. We take omega-3 out, and we are wildly overloading on omega-6.
And if, as you point out, if the body doesn't have the omega-3, it substitutes the omega-6, and since we discussed there's a kind of a push-pull with those, they have, for the most part, opposite effects, we end up with an unintended consequence in the form of inflammation and hormones that are running wild, the connection to breast cancer that started you down this path. We'll get into that and more of the list of conditions that may be related to having too much of this fat and how you can get it out of your diet when we return to our discussion with Robert Brown, author of Omega-6, The Devil's Fat. And we'll take your calls at 800-281-8255. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. See you in a minute.
We all know that as our bodies age, all too often they heal more slowly and can even become frail. That loss of structural integrity happens in part because the body may lack certain nutrients needed to repair cartilage and protein fibers, such as those in muscles. One crucial repair element is silicon. Unfortunately, as we grow older, we may have difficulty absorbing adequate silicon from foods. But now, thanks to an advanced product called Jarosil, you can be sure to get what you need. Jarosil provides the silicon you need to support bone health, as well as to strengthen and beautify your hair, skin, and nails. The silicon in Jarosil is an especially biologically active form and is more effective because the liquid formula also includes the synergistic minerals boron and zinc. Ask for Jarosil at your local health food store, or for more information, go to www.jaro.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in silicon supplements.
Macnut oil is recommended in well over a dozen authoritative health books. That's no surprise, because studies show that macadamia nut oil is richer than olive oil in the monounsaturated fats, shown to protect health in many ways, such as lowering cholesterol and reducing inflammation. Macnut even contains fatty acids that help the body control yeast overgrowth. Chefs love Macnut's buttery flavor because it enriches any recipe. Olive oil is delicate and can't stand up to heat, but macadamia nut oil has a high smoke point that makes it ideal and stir fry. Macnut also makes a great salad dressing. Use Macnut to replace olive, canola, coconut, or any kitchen oil. Only Macnut brand is 100% premium, unrefined Australian macadamia nut oil with all the health benefits and superior flavor and aroma. Ask for Macnut oil at natural food stores, clinics, or gourmet stores. Order by calling toll-free 1-866-4-MACNUT. That's 1-866-462-2688. Or buy it online at realfoodgrocery.com.
Hi there, Andy Hopkins here, producer of the Healthy by Nature show. I'm with Gail, president of our valued sponsor, Real Food Grocery. Gail, there is a supplement that you told me about that every guy over 30 years old should be taking. What is that?
It's Sol Palmetto by Jaro Formulas, Andy. Recent studies show that Sol Palmetto inhibits the process that leads to enlarged prostate. Most people have seen commercials for a couple of pharmaceutical drugs that deal with this enlarged prostate. Sol Palmetto has been shown to be at least as effective as those drugs, and it is natural. I'd like to tell our female listeners, if you are disturbed by your husband's middle-of-the-night trips to the bathroom, you may want to order Jaro's Formula Sol Palmetto. It's a little helpful present for your man.
Thanks, Gail. Folks can see all of the products offered at realfoodgrocery.com or call toll-free 877-673-2536. toll free 877-673-2536. Once again, here's certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wedekind.
I'm having such a good time talking with Robert Brown. He's the author of Omega 6, The Devil's Fat. But there is a subtitle, A Message of Dietary Hope. And the hope is that we can make this understandable enough that you can make a couple of simple changes. I'm not going to say it's easy because change isn't easy necessarily, but simple nonetheless. Changes in what you eat that will make a huge difference over time in your health. And the book is available at Amazon.com. We aren't even going to talk about trans fats. Those we know are evil, unnatural fats that are in partially hydrogenated oils. That would be a whole nother show. We're talking about essential fats that you have to have, but what happens when they get totally out of whack in the amount that we get from either one. Robert, and I don't know really anybody that's getting too much omega-3 and not enough omega-6. Surely it happens because people do go to extremes, but on the whole, you contend that excess omega-3, which corresponds to an overpowering or a loss of omega-3, the fish oil, that these vegetable oils, omega-6, are involved in aggression, impulsiveness, criminal behavior, depression, suicide, smaller brains, various illnesses, lowered intelligence, storage of fat, lowering of metabolism. How could it possibly do all those things?
I suppose, in a sense, quite simply. I mean, omega 3 and 6 are part of your cell membrane. First of all, looking at the brain, something like 60% of the brain is fat, of which 50% of these two essential fatty acids and 25 to 35% is DHA. And the neurons particularly need DHA in their structure to function properly. And if they don't have enough, then they substitute it with the nearest omega-6, which is slightly shorter. And in trials in animals, you see less effective brain function. And then it also feeds through into the chemicals that are used in the brain, the inflammatory chemicals. It also helps control dopamine and serotonin and other neurochemicals. So there's a whole series of events there that can control and affect the way that the brain works. And through that and through the hormones, you can then control emotion. And in terms of health and illness, because it's part of the cell membranes, because it goes through into all these functions, because it's part of energy, because it's part of oxidation, they are the most fundamental dietary elements that we really don't know enough about that have massive impact in all areas of the body.
Let's take just a second and review the importance of the cell membrane. I think people aren't really that conscious that they've got cells to begin with, let alone that they have a membrane around them. But if you think about it, it is the barrier. All your body's business gets done, for the most part, inside these cells. And the membrane is the barrier that allows the waste materials to get out, allows the correct nutrients and water and so on to get in, so that it can make the energy, it can make the chemicals and do whatever that particular cell is supposed to do. So if that membrane gets rigid or in some way isn't functioning properly, that cell won't work well. All of its friends in the neighborhood won't work well. Therefore, that organ, that system breaks down, and we get symptoms, which then we medicate, and that typically shuts down some other symptom. So, some other system is supposed to work well. So we're just not addressing the real problem. We're creating more problems doing that. Robert, address again the hormone connection and how getting too much omega-6 might lead to breast cancer.
Well, omega-6, we go back again to this nature, so it's controlling our reproduction through the amount of omega-6 in nature. And then that goes through the omega-6, gets made into a slightly longer version of omega-6, and that sits at the top of this huge family of chemicals. And some of these downstream chemicals control the enzymes that allow the conversion of cholesterol into the steroids and hormones, because the steroids and hormones are made from cholesterol. And it's like a whole series of steps, an upside-down tree, and within those steps there are enzymes, and these enzymes are controlled by omega-6, and aromatase is one of them. So you have this distant controlling mechanism that nature, through the availability of food effectively in nature, can control our reproductive processes, and obviously hormones tie into the emotion and reproduction and lots of body functions.
And so we could be having this discussion about fertility or a number of other things. And when you add that to the ability of omega-6 to create inflammation, which is supposed to be counterbalanced by omega-3's ability, the fish oil type oil's ability to lower that inflammation, it's easy to see why we might be set up for disease. You point out that different parts of the world, because of their diet, they end up with different amounts of these fats in their body fat. Would you talk about that, please?
Absolutely. I mean, unfortunately, meta-studies and things are, you know, there are massive arguments over them, but as a generality, certainly the Japanese have much better omega-3, 6 profiles. They have lower health costs, something like 50% per capita of the U.S. They have better health. They do better in intelligence tests. I think the rate of mental health issues in New Zealand is a 60th of that in New Zealand. And we also see it in less advanced cultures. China, I mean, it's changed more recently, but China 30 years ago had much lower incidences of these diseases. Effectively, most of the Western conditions are diseases of wealth, and there is a clear divider between diseases of wealth and diseases of poverty.
And when we become wealthy, we eat the grass-fed beef, which is not going to have the same omega-3 content as because it's grain-fed. And then, did I say grass-fed?
Yes,
grass-fed is the good one. Yes, that's what we want. We tend to eat the corn-fed beef, and we eat processed foods because we can afford to buy the pricey packaged stuff in the middle of the store. That's why our wealth gets us into trouble. You say that in Europe, the omega-6 percentage in the fat is 10% in our body fat, 16% in the U.S., and 25% in the Middle East. And there's some dotted lines there that you could make a case for. Maybe we will always be trying to solve peace in the Middle East unless we can get some more omega-3 into their diet.
Yeah, I mean, it's not quite as simple as that, but certainly omega-6 does appear to have impact on the worst of male traits, and you know, necessary, but so aggression, impulsiveness, acquisitiveness. But of course, those are also balanced by the omega-3. They're also balanced by social issues. You know, there's a whole range of things. But just at a sort of simple scientific level, I think it's, you know, a reasonable question. Is excessive omega-6, or could excessive omega-6 lead to sort of subtle shifts in behavior in populations? And also, when one starts looking at it through the reproductive cycle and fertility and the way that the identity of the brain is determined, we also see the possibility there that we might be shifting the whole female population slightly to the male. And so, yes, it is a big question I'm asking. You know, are we actually...
Well, we're going to have to continue that conversation after this break. But these sponsors are the reason that we were able to do this today. So please listen up. We take a lot of pride in picking good, responsible, best-of-their-type products. This is Healthy by Nature. We're talking with Robert Brown. We'll be right back after these words. Stay tuned.
Your skin is your largest detoxification organ, and if clean and healthy, allows the body's cellular waste to be expelled. Rashes can be evidence that the body is trying to get rid of something harmful. Often, what is put on the surface of the skin can be absorbed into the bloodstream, so it's really important to avoid skin-clogging artificial chemicals that send toxins the wrong direction. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap combines ancient Japanese fermentation artistry with modern technology to create a clarifying and nourishing beauty bar. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap contains extracts from nutrient-rich fruits, vegetables, seaweeds, and herbs fermented by helpful bacteria. Coconut oil is added for effect against microbes. This gentle bar cleanses while it moisturizes, feeds, and protects. Those with damaged and sensitive skin especially appreciate its rejuvenating effect. If your store doesn't carry Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap, visit realfoodgrocery.com or call 877-573-2536. realfoodgrocery.com or 877-573-2536. Lily of the Desert is the number one selling aloe juice and gels in natural product stores. It's the only clinically tested brand on the market. Those tests confirm that Lily whole leaf juice improves your immune support by over 16% by increasing your white blood cell count. Also, it improves antioxidant support by over 11% and reduces toxicity levels by 40%. No other brand can make those claims. The most recent tests showed that taking Lily aloe juice along with vitamin C as opposed to water improved the absorption rate by up to 20 times in the first hour. With Lily, you know you're getting the full range of benefits that aloe provides. Now, all Lily products contain AloSorb, a polysaccharide-rich delivery system that ensures that all of the 200 bioactive components of aloe are absorbed into your body at the maximum level. Our motto has always been, retain the quality that nature created. With Lily brands, you can be assured you're getting the best aloe on the market. With prescription drugs, you can expect side effects. By contrast, natural remedies people often experience fringe benefits. For example, they take colostrum to improve immune function and their allergies improve. Colostrum is God's original dietary supplement. In the same way that nature's colostrum helps infants build their digestion, nervous systems, and organs, when supplemented to adults, it helps improve their health and vitality in many different ways. Because Percoba colostrum also improves mineral absorption and greatly boosts the body's detoxifying enzymes, it should be a part of your program every day, not just when you're ill. Why Percoba? Because Percoba is 1.5 times more potent than the next brand and retains its natural balance. In fact, Percoba stands for Perfect Colostrum Balance. Percoba is also backed by the most research. You or your favorite store can buy Percoba by visiting Percoba.com, that's P-E-R-C-O-B-A.com, or call toll-free 877-673-2536, 877-673-2536.
This portion of Healthy by Nature is brought to you by Real Food Grocery, on the web at realfoodgrocery.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
And we're talking by phone all the way from the United Kingdom to Robert Brown, author of Omega 6, The Devil's Fat, A Message of Dietary Hope. And Robert, we've got a caller in Austin, Texas, that I think will help us start in the direction of some practical applications for this information. Linda, welcome to Healthy by Nature.
Yeah, hi, Marty.
Hi.
I want to thank you for your wonderful program.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's invaluable. It's invaluable. I never miss it. And I want to thank you both for taking my call. And Robert, I want to ask you this. I take the Nordic Omega 3, and I know that there's a proper proportion of omega 3 and omega 6. But then I eat a lot of nuts. It's not for the omega 6, but it's for protein because I'm a vegetarian. And I might be offsetting the balance. So what would you recommend as far as the amount of nuts to be, nuts or seeds?
Great question, Linda. Robert?
Hi, Linda. Really, thank you very much for your compliments. Vegetarians are highlighted in a lot of the research as being at an at-risk group of having excessive amounts of omega-6 and not enough omega-3, and soy is another area. Really, you've just got to look, and there are various sites, and nutrition data is one where you can look up the amounts of omega-3s and 6s in the nuts and adjust to nuts
like macadamia nuts, which have higher levels of monounsaturates and lower omega-3s and 6s, to try and keep your omega-6 intake down. Unfortunately, there are no right answers because the scientists haven't decided exactly what the answers are, and you read all the material, and people have huge debates on how much. But, you know, there are a few suggestions. Maybe 10 grams of omega-6 a day is sort of around the top end. And also you're trying to balance. So I can only suggest, you know, you've got to look at the individual nut intake and you know, try and balance it out and keep the omega-3s down. Nuts are an excellent source of nutrition, of course.
Well, Robert, you educate us in the book about the greens, for example, of where these various foods fall. And all the green foods are very low. That's something that you can eat a lot of and not endanger the balance. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And you know, fits in with the traditional advice because, you know, curiously, I mean, sprouts and kale and spinach and all the things that we're, you know, told to eat are higher in omega-3s than omega-6s. But, I mean, you'd have to eat about 5 pounds of kale to get 3 grams of omega-3.
Oh,
yum. Or 36 pounds of cabbage, pound and a half of quarter inch beef fat, 6 industrial eggs, 2 to 4 ounces of chicken with skin, or 1/2 ounce of sunflower seed. So you can see that, or a teaspoonful of sunflower oil. So you can see that, you know, with really vegetable oils are the real problem. And macnut oil is totally different because it's high in monosaturates and low in 3s and 6s, and balanced in 3s and 6s. But things like sunflower, soy, grapeseed, and most of the oils that are used commonly in industrial processed foods are all very high in omega-6, sometimes a ratio of 70 to 1 or 70 to almost nothing and 70% omega-6.
Yeah, grapeseed is one of those, and people thought it was good because it had a higher smoke point than olive oil, but they get into trouble with that because it's like 3/4 omega-6. And I can also suggest, Linda, that this book has some good references in it where you can have it all in one place to compare the various foods for their omega-3 and omega-6.
Okay.
Yeah. And
thank you. Because, Marty, that was going to be another thing I asked, if there would be some available information about the whole oil, you know, which you should take, coconut oil, all of it, because it's a big factor. And so I would want some available information to give me the whole picture, in other words.
Well, I think Robert's done a good job of that in the book. He covers a lot of that territory and talks about how you can maybe not be so afraid of saturated fats, as we've been freaked out about that, but they're probably not doing as much damage as the overload of omega-6 that we're getting. And you can also go to the Weston A. Price Foundation website. They have some good information there about fats as well. But I think what we're going to talk about next is a factor also, and I hope we'll answer some of your questions as we go along. Thank you so much for your call. Robert, you talk a good bit in the book about conversion of the mother oils that we have to get in our diet, the kind that we would get, for example, the flax oil, as a source of the mother oil of omega-3 and the mother oil of omega-6 and so on, and then we convert those into the active properties we need to do various things. Talk a minute about that conversion process and what interferes with that. And this is one of those things that vegetarians struggle with, I believe, because a vegan, for example, wouldn't do as Linda's doing, taking fish oil. They think, well, there's omega-3 in flax oil, let's just do it that way. Talk about the conversion.
Yeah, no, absolutely great point, Marty. The two mother fats are the ones that are found in vegetable sources. Animals like us can't make omega-3s and 6s, so they will eat these, and they will make them longer, and we will eat them, which is where we get EPA and DPA from fish. But we can also do that. But it is very easily blocked. It's quite complex. There are two processes involved, and things like getting older stops it. Too much omega-6 blocks it,
too much fat generally, trans fats, deficiencies of certain minerals, iron, zinc, selenium, manganese are ones that are listed, some vitamins, stress, interestingly, some illnesses, diabetes, some viral infections, alcohol, interestingly, some groups it slightly improves conversion, and other groups, possibly Celts, Eskimos, and shore dwellers, it may actually slightly reduce conversion. So you know, there are lots of things there stacked up against.
You even mentioned sugar, and hello, we eat a ton of sugar
yes.
in this country.
Yep,
in Western.
Absolutely, I even didn't mention that one because that's a bit more complex, and sugars are quite often listed, but I'm less certain about that, but certainly sugar as a dietary addition is a no-no, absolute disaster. And then one of the fascinating things that I found was that estrogen promotes conversion in women. So women,
that's estrogen translation.
Estrogen promotes conversion in women. So women make about 10 times more of these long chain fats than men do. And that has a huge consequence, because if women are not getting the omega-3 in their diet, then this conversion process is going on, so they will end up converting more omega-6s into the damaging omega-6s. So, and why, you know, we're back to nature again, why does nature have this process? Because women need DHA to make babies and as part of the fertility cycle.
Excellent. When we come back, I'm going to give you a number that you can call and get. This particularly for Linda, but anybody else that wants it. It's called Fats of Life. It's a flyer that breaks down all of those different fats along the lines that you asked. So please stay tuned.
We all know that as our bodies age, all too often they heal more slowly and can even become frail. That loss of structural integrity happens in part because the body may lack certain nutrients needed to repair cartilage and protein fibers, such as those in muscles. One crucial repair element is silicon. Unfortunately, as we grow older, we may have difficulty absorbing adequate silicon from foods. But now, thanks to an advanced product called Jarosil, you can be sure to get what you need. Jarosil provides the silicon you need to support bone health, as well as to strengthen and beautify your hair, skin, and nails. The silicon in Jarosil is an especially biologically active form and is more effective because the liquid formula also includes the synergistic minerals boron and zinc. Ask for Jarosil at your local health food store, or for more information, go to www.jaro.com. That's JARROW for the best in silicon supplements.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and great for the planet. From the oceans to our Arctic processing facilities to the store shelves, Nordic Naturals knows that natural doesn't only mean exceptional freshness, taste, and purity. It also means we work one-on-one with the researchers and a select group of fishermen to make sure that we harvest only those fish species that are flourishing from seas that are abundant. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3 fish oil, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that our products are environmentally friendly. Call 1-800-662-2544 to receive a sample of our delicious fish oils, or visit our website at nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Hi, I'm Andy Hopkins here with Real Food Groceries President Gail Pruitt. Gail, you're holding three very colorful foil bags. What do you got there?
They're the three Sprout Revolution products. Flax that is sprouted, then ground. There's the original, one with blueberries, and another with cranberries and goji.
Well, I know about flax. Why sprout it first?
Flax seeds are rich in omega-3 fats, fiber, and lignans. That helps the hormones balance naturally. Unfortunately, nature designs the seeds to resist digesting. So if you grind the seeds, they will spoil in a day. By sprouting the flax, you get great absorption of the nutrients, and the product is very stable.
Okay, but how's it taste?
Andy, I love all three varieties. They are nutty, good on salads, cereals, or whatever.
Thanks, Gail.
Learn more or order at realfoodgrocery.com. Listeners or their favorite store can order by calling toll-free 877-673-2536. That's 877-673-2536.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
We're talking today about the kinds of fat that we eat and why some of the vegetable oils have a less than positive effect, especially in the vast quantities that we're consuming them compared to the omega-3 fats that come from fish and cold water plants and that are cold weather plants, that kind of thing. The book is Omega-6, The Devil's Fat, A Message of Dietary Hope. This is from Robert Brown, and I was so busy trying to promote his book because it does have such a wealth of information that I didn't remember to tell Linda that if you go to RadioMarty.com, there is a on the center part there where the information pages are, there's one that says Get an Oil Change. That is essentially that Fats of Life flyer, but you can also have that emailed to you if you just email, this will get it to the right people, if you do info, I-N-F-O, at RadioMarty.com. And if you don't have internet access, you can call the Real Food Grocery people. They'll we'll see that they get some of these so that they can give them to you. That's 877-673-2536, 877-673-2536. And Andy just came back into the studio over there. I'm going to ask him about if there's a discount on the macnut oil for those people who haven't tried it. Maybe we can work something up here on the fly. And if not, he'll be over there tearing out his hair, which, if you haven't seen Andy's very short little hairs, this is going to be a good trick. But anyway, back to Robert. We've got another caller on the line here, and let's see what Mitch wants to know before we get back to my endless list of questions. Mitch in Austin, Texas, welcome to Healthy by Nature.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
I wanted to see if Robert would give us some idea about how much we might supplement with DHA and EPA on a daily basis, what he thinks would be ideal, since most of us aren't on the coast catching salmon every day. Robert, what do you think about that?
Hi, Mitch. I mean, really difficult one. Like, you know, I'm as was pointed out, I'm an accountant who's become a nerd and written a book over 3 years. There's a vast disparity of opinions on this. I suppose starting at about 600 milligrams a day combined, trials up to about 2.7 milligrams of EPA and DHA combined. And the problem is that they're looking at different criteria. Some are looking at minimum. Some are looking at to be effective with certain conditions. Quite often they're not taking individual circumstance into account. They're not taking omega-6 stored body fat into account, which, by the way, in the mid-50s was about 5% and has now gone up to 18%. So all of these are factors. I mean, world fish stocks. And, I mean, my instinct is that for most people looking at this intelligently, taking their own personal circumstances into account, you're probably going to be looking at the higher end, which is heading to probably about 2-something grams. Most of the official recommendations are probably between about 600 and a gram. And it's a really difficult question. There are, you know, simply no answers. I'm afraid you just have to, you know, do your reading and take your pick.
And, Robert, would it make sense that for the average person, taking cod liver oil is a balance that goes at least back to nature, and that if then you've had a history of overdoing the omega-6s, maybe bumping up the DHA side of it, or like you say, if the more they learn about why they might have trouble converting and so on, they could improve that ratio, but would that be a starting point?
No, I think absolutely. I mean, there are, of course, you know, talk to your doctor, because particularly those who are on blood thinners, who are on treatments and some, you know, very particular conditions, there are issues for omega
omega-3s, but in general terms, for the sorts of dosages we're talking about, there are very problems are pretty rare. I mean, an interesting trial I found suggested that the uptake of women of DHA flattens off at about 2 grams a day. So maybe it's not worth taking any more than that. So that would give you 2 and 2 would give you 4 or 3. Some of the trials on arthritis and inflammatory conditions, I listed a couple of them in the book. You know, they're saying basically you're probably looking at 2.5 grams a day. So I talk to your doctor, get tested, do the necessary blood test. But I think regrettably for most people who have a historic imbalance, to see real effect, you are looking at balancing your omega-3 mother fats, and probably the higher end of the recommendation is 2.5-3 grams a day combined DHA and EPA of a good quality fish oil. Keep being mindful of the A and D issues as well, so you may mix sort of a cod liver type with a fish body type oil. Particular care for pregnant women, and aspirin, regular aspirin use as well.
Well, thank you so much for your call, Mitch. It certainly seems like the one thing we have the most control of is cutting down the amount of omega-6 and doing something, at least, to boost the omega-3. That's more than what most people are doing. And we really appreciate the diligence you put into the research for this. It's a very, very interesting information. And when we come back, We've come up with an idea about a discount for you on the macadamia nut oil. So stay tuned. We're talking with Robert Brown about omega-6, the devil's fat, and we'll have some kind of parting thoughts about what you can do. And we've got so many questions left. I think we'll have to have him back. It's been fun. So hang in there. I'm Marja Wittekin.
Lily of the Desert is the number one selling aloe juice and gels in natural product stores. It's the only clinically tested brand on the market. Those tests confirm that Lily whole leaf juice improves your immune support by over 16% by increasing your white blood cell count. Also, it improves antioxidant support by over 11% and reduces toxicity levels by 40%. No other brand can make those claims. The most recent tests showed that taking Lily aloe juice along with vitamin C as opposed to water improved the absorption rate by up to 20 times in the first hour. With Lily, you know you're getting the full range of benefits that aloe provides. Now, all Lily products contain AloSorb, a polysaccharide-rich delivery system that ensures that all of the 200 bioactive components of aloe are absorbed into your body at the maximum level. Our motto has always been, retain the quality that nature created. With Lily brands, you can be assured you're getting the best aloe on the market.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom, now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. An imbalance of good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract can cause your digestive system to break down, leading to heartburn and other digestive problems. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a flora balancing system that promotes optimum digestive health. Dr. O'Hara uses 12 carefully selected strains of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, and mushrooms. The product is all natural and hypoallergenic. It does not need refrigeration, and the blister packs make it easy to carry with you. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a noticeable difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop and other fine health food stores nationwide or online at probiotics12.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Remodel your gut today.
Mac nut oil is recommended in well over a dozen authoritative health books. That's no surprise, because studies show that macadamia nut oil is richer than olive oil in the monounsaturated fats, shown to protect health in many ways, such as lowering cholesterol and reducing inflammation. Mac nut even contains fatty acids that help the body control yeast overgrowth. Chefs love Mac nut's buttery flavor because it enriches any recipe. Olive oil is delicate and can't stand up to heat, but macadamia nut oil has a high smoke point that makes it ideal and stir fry. Mac nut also makes a great salad dressing. Use Mac nut to replace olive, canola, coconut, or any kitchen oil. Only Mac nut brand is 100% premium, unrefined Australian macadamia nut oil with all the health benefits and superior flavor and aroma. Ask for Mac nut oil at natural food stores, clinics, or gourmet stores. Order by calling toll free 1-866-4-MACNUT. That's 1-866-462-2688. Or buy it online at realfoodgrocery.com.
Let's get back to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Our guest has been Robert Brown. He's the author of a remarkable work with 900 references in it called Omega 6, The Devil's Fat. It is a provocative title alluding to the fact that because of the way we're overdoing omega-6, we're losing the benefits of omega-3, and we're creating issues in the body that kind of look like the seven deadly sins. So it is the answer to at least a lot of our health concerns, if nothing else. And the book is available at Amazon.com. And I mentioned, and I'm creating craziness for the Real Food Grocery people, asking if we could have a discount on MacNut, which would have been a nice thing to think of ahead of time when we didn't. But they have graciously said they will give 15% off, and you can call 877-673-2536, or you can go to realfoodgrocery.com and give us a half an hour to make sure that it's in there and working, but a discount code of MacNut, M-A-C-N-U-T, and they will give you 15% off on your order of macadamia nut oil, and who knows, maybe they'll extend that to some other stuff too. 877-673-2536. They will also give you one of those Fats of Life flyers. So bear with us, because they didn't remember what code might already be in there, so they're making one up and they're doing it as we speak. Robert, we're down to just the final fumes of this show. I'm just going to give you a chance to leave us with some parting thoughts.
Something I didn't mention is alcohol. Alcohol uses DHA, so if you're not getting the omega-3s, alcohol is a double whammy. Read the labels, check everything, because these oils get everywhere, all processed foods, crisps, bakery goods. That's the problem. We need better labeling. It really is the most fundamental issue. The omega-3 is half of it, and the excess omega-6 is the other half. It is excess imbalance. It's absolutely essential in adequate quantity, but that's probably about 1% of calories. It's essential, but in excess, it is a huge problem. The body has no programming or instructions on how to deal with it. It simply doesn't know. In nature, excess omega-6 over a long time frame never happens.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to call it quits for today, but we'll do this again sometime soon. And you're right about the labeling. It only took us about 20 years to get them to put trans fats on the labels. Maybe in another 20 years we'll break down the omega-6 and the omega-3, but it'll be in part because of your great work. Thank you so much for being with us today, and take care. We'd like to have you back.
Thank you very much, Mike.
And
it's been a great
listeners, we definitely want you back, so please tell your friends and join us again next week. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin. To find out more, log on to RadioMarty.com. That's Radio MARTIE.com. And be sure to listen again next week at this same time for more of Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin.
Your skin is your largest detoxification organ, and if clean and healthy, allows the body's cellular waste to be expelled. Rashes can be evidence that the body is trying to get rid of something harmful. Often, what is put on the surface of the skin can be absorbed into the bloodstream, so it's really important to avoid skin-clogging artificial chemicals that send toxins the wrong direction. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap combines ancient Japanese fermentation artistry with modern technology to create a clarifying and nourishing beauty bar. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap contains extracts from nutrient-rich fruits, vegetables, seaweeds, and herbs fermented by helpful bacteria. Coconut oil is added for effect against microbes. This gentle bar cleanses while it moisturizes, feeds, and protects. Those with damaged and sensitive skin especially appreciate its rejuvenating effect. If your store doesn't carry Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap, visit realfoodgrocery.com or call 877-573-2536. Realfoodgrocery.com or 877-573-2536. 573-2536.